and offering tire service, including rotation. No appointment necessary. 860-496-2080. All About You Home Care Services in Torrington. We're your health resource at home. Nurse-owned and operated, Medicare certified. 866-229-2427 and on the web at aayct.com. At 89.9 and 105.1 FM, this is WAPJ Torrington, streaming live in stereo worldwide at WAPJ.org.
Morning, everyone. I'm Pete Santiolo. This is Line Around Connecticut. You're listening to 89.9 Torrington, WAPJ. And this morning, I started out with that show. I think it's appropriate considering all that's going on in the Torrington-Winsted area. This weekend is a big baseball weekend. The Titans in the playoffs. And Mike George just getting signed by the Baltimore Orioles today, who plays for the Titans. Another Torrington area baseball player going to the big leagues. Tomorrow, we have our Winston Lions Club Home Run Derby. And today's guests are Nick Cianciolo, who happens to be my son and came up with the idea last year. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about it in a second. And Peter DiMartino of the Winston Lions Club. And we're going to talk with him. We're going to talk a little bit more about what Winston Lions doing for the town of Winston. He's our Leo's liaison to the Leo's Gilbert Club. And also, he was a longtime teacher over at Gilbert School, and he's had a lot of contacts with the Leos, and he's just been a longtime member of the Winston Lions Club, and he's been a part of a lot of things good that's happened to Winston, so we're going to be talking about that. So, briefly, I just want to remind everybody that besides the Winston Home Run Derby tomorrow, next weekend, if you're in the Wilkett area, the Wilkett Lions Club is having their Wilkett Fair, and the following weekend is the Terryville Fair for the Terryville Lions Club also. So, you guys, it's fair season started, and baseball season is very active in the northwest corner in Winston and Torrington this weekend. So, with that, Nicholas, I'd like to welcome you to the show. Nick, how you doing today?
Good.
Listen, last year you came up with an idea. It came to me, and you said, "Dad, I wanted to do something. Why don't you tell everybody what you wanted to do and what's going on?"
Well, I was watching the Home Run Derby. Usually, it's in July, so I figured, well, we don't have a Home Run Derby in Winston. Why don't we start one? So I was thinking through the Lions Club and how they help out with everybody, and I'm like, well, why don't we make it like a donation to the Lions Club and we start Home Run Derbies for the Lions. So we started that last year, and we had a good 22 people.
Yeah, we had right around 20 people show up last year, and we raised $500. $550 for the Lions Club, and we gave that money to Chris Radio, which is Connecticut Radio Information System for the Blind, which is an organization that Lions support, and they give free radios to the blind. So that's where that money went last year. This year, it's going to go to our charities fund, which is why we have Pete DiMartino as our guest, and he'll be telling everybody a little bit more what we do with that and where it goes. I mean, he's involved with some of the kids. It's on the scholarship committee, so some of that money goes to the scholarships. We have 3 scholarships that we give out, 2 to Gilbert and 1 to Northwest Community College. And also, some of the other things that we do for the town, like we purchase turkeys for the St. James food kitchen for around Thanksgiving time. And we're always looking to raise money to increase our budget so we can just do more for the Winston community. And Nick, that was just a great idea. And who won the Derby last year? Do you remember?
Justin Milhart.
Another gifted Torrington-Winston area athlete who's going to be going on to Oral Roberts University. He went into the draft, and he turned down a couple of about 2 or 3 clubs that were interested in him for around the $300,000 mark, I understand. And he decided he'd rather go to college first and work on his game a little and work on his backup in case he doesn't make it to the majors. He's gotten some good advice from his father, played in the minor leagues with the Twins, Minnesota Twins organization, and is still associated with Major League Baseball as a scout. And his grandfather, Mo Mohart, who came down last year and pitched the entire time, and I understand that he is going to be down there tomorrow pitching to everybody. And he played for the Chicago Cubs for a couple of years in 61 and 62. And when he was done playing professional baseball, he came back to Winston, and he was, I believe he went to Gilbert School, and he was a physical education instructor and also the coach of the baseball team. I know he's the coach of the baseball team for several years. His way of giving back to the community that gave to him, and that's what we do as Lions. So that's why tomorrow I want to thank you, Nick, for what you've brought, because also there was one unique thing about the Home Run Derby. You were right. When I approached the rec board, nobody could remember there's ever been something like that, including Mr. Mohart in town. So we were the first to bring a Home Run Derby to Winston, and it was popular last year, and we just hope that if you want to come out tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., I know the weather's a little iffy, but this is not like a baseball game. So if there's a little light rain and if the field is in good condition, the whole field doesn't have to be. As long as we're on the home plate area and the pitcher's mound is solid, we'll be able to go on, continue on with the derby, as long as there's no really super heavy downpours or lightning. That's what we'll call it. And if we can, if we have to start it and finish it the next day on Sunday, well, that's what we'll have to do. If we have to postpone it till Sunday, the rain date will be Sunday, August 12th, and everything will be the same. Everybody be there for 8 o'clock and for signups, and we're going to try and just get this thing off at 9 o'clock. And if it's just a continuation of the derby, then we won't be taking signups. We'll just be starting it at 9 o'clock the next day and continuing right where we left off. So it's going to be a fun weekend, and I hope to raise that amount or more this year, and we're looking like we're right on track. So the more people that come out, the entry fee is $15, and we have Little League Field is going to be a standard Little League Field fence, 200 feet. It's going to be marked out. There's not going to be an actual fence. We're going to have three field judges out there, and we're going to have some cones with some flags, and people are just going to have to hit over the kids are going to have to hit over the flags, and the field judges will judge whether it's a home run or not. And then we have the 14 to 16-year-old division. They'll be in with the adult-size fence because that's what Babe Ruth is anyway. It's 300 feet, and that's what we're going to have for the adult fence and the 300-foot fence. That's going to be marked out. It's going to be done today by Jim Welcome, who's the head of the parks department. He's going to be marking out the field for us. The Terryville Lions Club generously donated a temporary fencing for the event, so we're going to have an actual fence for everybody to hit over the big fence. Everything's going to be done in one area this year on Walker Field, because last year we had it split, and it didn't quite work going back and forth from the Little League Field and back to Walker Field. So it was just a great time. Justin Mohart hit 17 home runs, and he went head-to-head with Rich Scott in the overall, and Rich hit 8. So, I mean, Rich came back. He kind of built up a bunch of outs to, like, 6 or 7, then just started hitting home run after home run, and nobody knew how far he was going to go with it. But he ended up getting his last out at 8 home runs. And so it was close. It was fun. This year it's going to be more competitive. Kurt Root won the 40 and over division last year, and Rich was in the 17 to 39-year-old division last year and took second place to Justin, because Justin was 17, so he competed in the 17 to 39-year-old division, and It was fun, and these guys, what we did an overall, and that's who won the overall. So it was Justin, and it's just going to be equally as fun tomorrow, because we have more people coming out already signed up for it. So hopefully everyone shows up, and everybody is welcome to show up if you think you can hit. I don't care if you're male or female. If you think you can hit home runs, Justin's sister Amanda Mohart's going to be there competing against them. She's 17, so she'll be in that division. So let's show up and support the Winsett Lions Club and have a great time. And so that'll be tomorrow. That's from starting at 9 a.m., sign-ups at 8 a.m. So if you're going to sign up tomorrow, please be there close to 8 o'clock as possible, because we want to get this event off the ground and have everybody going. And now I'd like to introduce to you Pete DiMartino. Welcome to the show, Pete. How you doing?
I'm doing fine this morning. Thanks.
Wonderful. Pete, you've been a long-time Winston Lions Club member. How long have you been a part of the Winston Lions Club?
Well, I'm not one of the long-time members by any means, but I've been a member since 2006. Before that, I started in Lionism in 1989. I joined the Colbert Club, and I was with them for several years. And then in 2002, we moved to Tucson, Arizona, and I was a member of the Tucson Lions Club there. And when we returned to the Winsted area, I joined the Winsted Club, as I said, in 2006. So I've been a member for 6 years.
And we're happy to have you for 6 years. But, yeah, I knew you were a long-time Lion, and I wanted to get that from you, because it just goes to show that you obviously didn't lose interest in Lionism when you moved from community to community, and you wanted to be a part of that. So, really, what made you, in the beginning, how did you come about joining the Colbert Lions Club?
Well, as you know, membership in the Lions Club is by invitation. And I was living in Colebrook, and I knew some of the things that the club did. And I was very interested in it, but up to that point, no one had asked me to join the Lions. Until one day, one of the parents of the students that I was dealing with at Gilbert, by the name of Bill Hayes. Bill Hayes, many people will remember, was a postman in Winsted. He was very, very active in the Lions Club. And he approached me one day and asked me if I'd be interested in joining the Lions. I said I'd like to find out about the organization. And I went to two meetings and decided that the kinds of things that they do to help the community, and especially the young people, was something that I was very interested in, considering my background in education. So because of Bill's invitation, I joined the Colebrook Club.
Wonderful. And now, you joined the Colebrook Club because of the invitation. And everybody joins because they were asked to join, and they realize we do something for Lions. What was it with you that has made you remain a Lion for all these years? Was there one specific thing that happened to you as a Lion that you were helping somebody that sticks out in your mind?
Nothing in particular, but just the year after year of doing things that make people happy, make them more productive, give them something that they otherwise wouldn't be able to give themselves. All of these experiences add up, and they provide the motivation for continuing in this kind of an activity. So again, you know, because I am a longtime educator, I've always been interested in helping people, especially young people. And the Lions Club does so much for the young people in the community, in the nation, and in the world, that this was a big motivator for me to be a part of this helping organization.
Yeah, that's what's great about Lions International. We're a local group of people who want to serve the community, and we're covered under the international bubble of Lionism, which allows great things, great opportunities for the youth, like visiting the United Nations once a year, which also the adults can visit. But I know the Leos are offered up a trip, and also the peace poster contest that happens every year. It offers the youth of each community. Most clubs give a little, you know, we offer a, I believe is top the winner. We usually offer a savings bond. And to the winner in the second and third place, and we invite them over our club, and we present them with the savings bonds in front of the club members. But beyond that, once you get past the local level, you have the district level that they vote on a winner, and then we have our multi-district level where it goes on. We decide on the winner for the state that goes on to international, and now international they have an opportunity to go to the United Nations, address the United Nations, and meet these people and talk a little bit more. But their peace poster actually gets put on a postcard and it's viewed and it's available across the world to, you know, and everybody knows about it. So that's that level. And I believe recently we had a winner from Connecticut that made the top international peace poster contest, whether they won it or placed within the top three or something like that. Right. I believe we did very well, and they got like a $15,000 scholarship from that, which was a tremendous opportunity, just because one of the Connecticut clubs decided to sponsor the peace poster contest, and they moved on. And the last 2 years in a row now, coming out of the multi-district 23, we've had the International Leos, the Leo of the Year Award go to Connecticut. Two Connecticut residents. Last year it was a girl from out over by the Willimantic area, and from one of the clubs out there, and she is the president of president of the Charter UConn Lions Campus Club. So she's not only moved on from Leo, she's continuing in Lionism in a college, and she was so excited with her. She's had such a wonderful experience that she's carrying it on to college. And now another girl from the same school that she went to won the International Leos Award again this year. And about 3 years ago, we had somebody from the Terryville Lions Club from our district, 23B. And there's only 27 Leos picked out of, you're talking, I think there's 140,000 Leos across the world in 100 different countries. And 27 got picked to be recognized by Lions International. And we had someone from Terryville High School 3 years ago. And we also have wonderful students from Gilbert that I know you've got to meet and talk with that have come out of Gilbert that were Leos and our scholarship award winners. I'd like you to talk about that, Pete, if you don't mind.
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Gilbert School Leo Club. I'm very proud of what they've accomplished over the past 10 years. A little bit of a background, of course, the Leo Club is for students who are young people who are not yet eligible of legal age to become Lions. So the Lions Club sees the Leo organization as a chance to give young people the opportunity to learn about serving other people. So at the Gilbert School for many years, we had an organization called the Key Club, which was a service organization for young people sponsored by the Winston Kiwanis Club. Well, in the sometime during the 90s, the late 90s, the Winston Kiwanis Club disbanded, and of course the Key Club disbanded. So I saw that as an opportunity to bring in the Leo Club to continue this desire for service by the young people at the Gilbert School. So one of the things you need to establish a Leo Club is to have a local Lions Club as your sponsor. So I approached the Winston Lions Club and asked them if they would be willing to assume the responsibility for sponsoring a Leo Club at the Gilbert School, and the response was overwhelming. They were very, very much in favor, again, of doing whatever they could for the young people in the community. So in 2000, we established the first Leo Club at the Gilbert School, and my wife and I, Debbie, were the advisors at the Leo Club because we were faculty members at the school. Well, we retired in 2002, and we passed the leadership on to another local Lion, Lion Cindy Fixer, who's from the Colbert Club, but you know she has many ties to the Winston Club, so she took over the leadership, and the club has been flourishing for 10 years and going strong, and we're very, very proud of them. They do a lot of work in the community as well as internationally. One of the things that I thought was amusing at the time, but one of their results of their fundraising activities was to buy a cow for a town in a third world nation. And from that cow, you know, that community could get milk. They could eventually slaughter the cow for meat or whatever they needed to do. But that was a project. Another project that we participated in was school in a box, where for a donation we could buy the supplies necessary to set up a school in a third world community, had all the books and supplies and that kind of thing. So a lot of the fundraising that the Leos do are for things like that, but they also do local things in the community. They help out at the Fall Festival. They help out at the Winston Community Cleanups. They work in the soup kitchen. They make donations to the soup kitchen as far as Thanksgiving baskets and that kind of thing. So again, it's an extension of the Lions Club, but it's an excellent opportunity for young people to learn what service is all about. The idea being that that's going to carry over into their adulthood, and they're going to want to continue in some sort of service type activity, hopefully the Lions Club. So that's the Leo Club. Again, I'm very, very proud of my association and the association that Wisden Lions have with the Gilbert School Leo Club.
Yes, they do a wonderful job, and I enjoy working with them when they come out to our Palm Sunday breakfast every year, and they help us out, and at the Fall Foliage Festival, they help out down there. I know a few years ago, they were cleaning up the Laurel. Wisden is the Laurel City, and they led the charge to organize a group to go up to around, I believe, the lake and everything, and up around that area, and get as much of the weeds and the brush cleaned out so that the Laurel flourish rather than be strangled and die off, because we're losing more and more of that every year, because, you know, but Winston has so much of it, and it's so beautiful when it comes out every year, and they and just the quality of kids that come out of there, where they end up, you know, going to college and just giving back to their communities after they graduate, and they all learn a lot about leadership and everything, and they just and you started that, Pete, and I want to thank you for that, because it was, you know, it was a great opportunity for Leos to get involved in the school system, and now it's just become a great opportunity for the kids to get involved in something really, really wonderful, and that was a big part of your efforts. So just want to thank you as a Lion for that, and just as a member of the Winston community for that. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. And also, we have a few minutes to talk about maybe any of the scholarship winners stand out to you over the past that you might want to talk about, or just talk about the scholarships, what they have to offer.
Scholarships in general, as Pete mentioned before, the Winston Lions Club has a scholarship program for Winston residents, and this has been going on for many, many years, way before I even joined the club. But again, we try to single out young people in the school who have been good students, who have been of service to the school and the community, who have hopes and plans to go into a humanities, human services related field. All of these things are things that address themselves to the Lions model, which is we serve. So I've been on the scholarship committee since I've been in the Winston Lions, and each year we offer two scholarships to graduating students from the Gilbert School. One scholarship for $1,000 and the other for $500. And we get the money for these scholarships from an endowment that a former Lion left us many, many years ago. And we've been using those funds to fund our scholarship program, as well as funds that we raised from the community. So each year we have an application process. We ask the kids to submit an application telling us a little bit about themselves, where they're going to go to school, what they're going to major in, but most importantly, what kinds of service-related activities have they participated in while they've been in school. And then the scholarship committee meets and reviews the applicants, and we choose the top two and then present them with the scholarships. This year, we had very good applications, and it's always a hard job to decide who should get the scholarships. But we chose two very capable young ladies. One of them is Allie Corso, who is planning to go to UConn to eventually major in dentistry. Again, a very helping profession. And the other winner was Allison Batista, who's planning on going to UConn, and she's going to be majoring in the human services field also. So, again, we want to provide the young people in Winston the opportunities to be able to serve others, and by helping them to pay a part of their education, we feel that this is part of the process. So we've been very, very happy with our scholarship recipients over the years. Unfortunately, we lose track of them, and we don't always know where they end up and what professions they get into. But based on their prior track records, we're pretty sure that they're successful and that their community services continued.
Thank you, Pete. And I want to thank you for coming on the show this morning. We're going to wrap this up in the next couple seconds. Nicholas, thank you for joining us on the show this morning and talking about the Home Run Derby tomorrow. 8 a.m. signups if anyone wants to come out and try and see how many home runs they can hit. It's a fun thing to do. And that will be at Walker Field in Winsted, which is located right off the center, near right around the corner from Dairy Queen downtown. And also, I just want to mention this, one of the other things. I mean, we talked a lot about the youth the Winsted Lions Club does for the community. Is if somebody has low vision issues, we have a low vision center in Torrington where people meet once a month. Just call us up from the Lions Club. Get in touch with your Lions if you need some you feel you need some services and you can't afford the we're not a replacement for the eye doctor or the eye care, but we do provide helps for you to get around the house and everything and consultations. Also, we have Lions, Connecticut Lions Eye Research Foundation that we're part of, which is CLRF. If there's something beyond your doctors that they can help you with your eyes and you need to see somebody further, the Yale Eye Research Center in New Haven, and also the Connecticut Eye Research, the UConn, over at the UConn Medical Center, we refer people to also on a regular basis. And just anybody in need of glasses or anything that we can help out in the community, we're always willing to listen to people to see what they need and take on some things if we have to, or at least help out with what we can do. And that's what we're about, and we've been doing that for 52 years for the community in Winsted. So, Pete, I would like to thank you for coming on the show. And everybody, you guys have a great weekend. You've been listening to Line Around Connecticut. I'm Pete Sanciolo. And I want to thank the sponsors of WAPJ, the Torrington Savings Bank, offering banking services at 129 Main Street, 635 Main Street, 235 Dibble Street, and four other area locations. www.torringtonsavings.com. Tosi Brother Tires, located at 143 East Main Street in Torrington, and on the web at TosiBrothers.com, serving Litchfield County since 1924, with a selection of tires and offering the tire service, including rotation. No appointment necessary. 860-496-2080. All About You, Home Care Services in Torrington. We're your health care resource at home. Nurse-owned and operated. Medicare certified. 866-229-2427 and on the web at AAYCT.com. T&M Building Company, builders of homes in Torrington and throughout the region, on the web at TNM.com. Charlotte Hungerford Hospital in Torrington at 540 Litchfield Street, on the web at charlottehungerford.org. The IB and Zena H. Temkin Foundation. Nutmeg Conservatory for the Arts, located at 58 Main Street in Torrington, a private nonprofit classical ballet school with training programs for the talented and gifted students, on the web at nutmegconservatory.org. Dr. Avery Jenkins at the Center for Alternative Medicine, offering primary care, chiropractic, acupuncture, and nutrition treatment for all of Litchfield County, on the web at www.averyjenkins.com. Torrington Ford Lincoln, serving the Torrington area for over 25 years. They're located at 1355 East Main Street and on the web at torringtonford.com. Minutemen Press, located at 913 East Main Street here in Torrington, offering printing and designs, invitations, postcards, business forms, marketing materials, and more. 860-496-7525 or on the web at www.minutementorrington.com. I'm now going to take you over to WWUH and the Morning Jazz Show in Hartford.